To the WMFO Digital Clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2+ of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. It's the normal thing to do around here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour, let's just call it the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Aww, the backlog is substantial. But that's okay. We're going to work through it. Everything's going to be fine. Fine, I tell you. Speaking of being fine, I want to let you know right now that coming up in a couple of weeks, I'm taking a couple of weeks off. And that means one of our fabulous substitute programmers will be here bringing you all of the silliness you deserve, all the silliness you desire. So coming up on February 26th, we've got Chris from Strike the Box. He's going to be here bringing you his special brand of silliness. I always love it when he does the show. He is simply fabulous. He's the official first responder of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Then the following week on March 5th, it's everybody's favorite, not Belinda, Chuck Yu. He'll be filling in for us, doing the thing that you know Chuck is going to do for you, the listener. So stay tuned for those. Always very exciting when it happens. And it's always hard for me, especially in times like this where I'm going to be out of this country and won't be able to listen. I say. But I'm very happy to have two of our favorites filling in. Don't worry, there will be others in the summer. There will be. But enough about the future, let's talk about now. We're trying to get things back to normal here at Babyland. You know, we've been working on some renovation projects. You may have heard through the grapevine that I have a new job. So things are moving around in flux. Something's getting to normal. Some things are a bit different. Everything's different, actually, because even the things that are going back to normal It's hard to fit stuff together and get your habits back in line. It's really, really complicated stuff that makes a gal exhausted by the end of each and every day. But it's okay. It's not taking me away from you, and that's all that really matters when you're digging it right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You better dig it, you hear?
They are alike. You have seen many kinds of people, discover how they are different. Different from each other, different from each other, different from each other. One, two, three.
Different from each other. Different from each other. Different from each other.
Melissa, Sue, and John have discovered what they look like. Find ways in which they are alike. Melissa, Sue, and John, alone in the coat room. Find ways in which they are different. Different from each other. Different from each other. Different from each other. A, B, C.
Different from each other. Different from each other.
Are like each other, we both have 2 feet. See how we are different from each other, you don't have one of these. Different from each other, different from each other, different from each other, X, Y, Z.
Different from each other.
Different from each other, X, Y, Z.
If you get up in the morning and the time clock starts today, if you say your prayers before you go on the freeway, and you're afraid you'll be late, and the company will take your pay, well, that's too bad. Yeah, that's too sad. Are you going tomorrow?
a week ago yesterday. It'll be the same forever, but now is when you pay. Need a change, better rearrange, baby. If you go out at night and you find you have no day, the government chases you, child, because your taxes way too late. Well, that's too bad. Yeah, that's too sad. You were going tomorrow, a week ago yesterday. It'll be the same forever, but now is when you pay. Need change, better rearrange, honey. Everything is wrong. If you look around the room, child, all your friends are gone. Well, that's too bad. Yeah, that's too sad. You were going tomorrow, a week ago yesterday. It'll be the same forever, but now is when you pay. Need a change, better rearrange, ma'am.
It's alright.
Dress and I'll put on my tie. Here's why. I'm tired of rock and rolling. Let's get married, honey. Let's go bowling. Throw away our pot and acid. Spend a weekend at Lake Placid. Too hard to live in this town if you're strange. Say you and I get normal for a change. What say you and I get normal? It don't have to be that formal. We just sit and watch TV like others do. We'll eat meat and mashed potatoes.
ears, cut our hair so folks don't hate us. Life is nuts enough just living here with you. But see who can be most boring. You do the dishes, honey, I'll start snoring. We'll get a mower and do some mowing. Spend all morning getting it going. We'll show everyone in town we're not deranged. What say you and I get normal for a change? What say you and I get normal? It don't have to be that formal. We just sit and watch TV like others do. We'll eat meat and mashed potatoes, cut our hair so folks don't hate us. Life is nuts enough just living here with you. It's gonna change us, honey, sexually. From now on, we'll just be once a weekers. It's gonna change us, darling, even musically. We'll get our records through the mail. We'll get a set of lousy speakers. So if you'll beg my pardon, I'm going out to start a garden. It'll just be small potatoes, just some lettuce and tomatoes. And if either one comes up, we'll join the grain. What say you and I get normal for a change? What say you and I get normal? It don't have to be that formal. We just sit and watch TV like others do. We'll eat meat and mashed potatoes, cut our hair so folks don't hate us. Life is nuts enough just living here with you. It's true, living here with you and Bobby Magoo.
Is he lonely, maybe reaching out for someone? And you can't tell a difference after dark. I may not be so appealing, but I've got that certain feeling, and you can't tell a difference after dark. They say that gentlemen prefer the blonde-haired ladies. Tell me, am I out of style? Just because I'm slightly shady, wait until I've won ya, and my love drops down upon ya. You can't tell the difference after dark. Go for yourself now. Beat it on out there, boy. Look out, Fat Swallow. A maybe's brown as a berry, but that's only secondary. You can't tell the difference after dark. I may not be so appealing, but I've got that certain feeling, and you can't tell a difference after dark. They say that gentlemen prefer the blonde-haired ladies. tell me, tell me, am I out of style? Just because I'm slightly shady, wait until I've won ya, and my love drops down upon ya. You can't tell a difference after dark. Yeah, man.
Yes, man, on a vacation.
Take a tone. Tuna is kicking. Atlantic State.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And yes, that was about 30 minutes. That first portion of the program always just flies right by. But it's all here for you, the listener, helping me adjust to the changes that I need to get used to. I need to appreciate the differences that I'm finding and figure out whole new ways to do the same old things. But luckily, I've got you, the listener, here to help me get it all done. So let's get right back to it right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Even as a child, I showed my wisdom. My intellect, as you'd suspect, was sharper than a knife. But now I've reached my pinnacle. Don't think I'm being cynical, but this is my philosophy of life. I got no excuse to be singing the blues, 'cause sometimes I'm winning and sometimes I lose. It isn't so good, it couldn't get better. It isn't so bad, it couldn't be worse. When life seems too painful or life seems too kind, there's one consolation, so keep it in mind. It isn't so good, it couldn't get better. It isn't so bad, it couldn't be worse. I feel high, shooting for the sky. Then I'm down, lost and broke and on the town. I'm never surprised at what fate may arrange. The one thing I'm always prepared for is change. It isn't so good, it couldn't get better. It isn't so bad, it couldn't be worse.
Remember you before things got so bad.
talk to you. Now you never even want me to. I think it's time to get trained on track. We got to bring it back.
Let's get better. Let's get better. Let's get better. We can do it for ourselves.
I know you don't need one more thing to worry about, but listen. High blood pressure can cause kidney damage, blindness, heart attack, stroke. And you can have high blood pressure even if you feel all right. 1 in 7 adults has it, but it's easy to get your blood pressure checked, and you can treat it if it is too high. So don't worry about it. Don't ignore it. Just see your doctor and check it out.
For your free booklet, visit the Will Rogers Institute at wrinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Is a happy habit. If you got teeth, flash the whole set. Half enough laughs is what we don't get. Don't you throw that laughing habit away. Happy habit keeps you happy all day. Giving is a happy habit. If you got dough, dig in that pot. If you got no dough, give what you got. Don't you throw that giving habit away. I have lived a bit, little bit here, little bit there. Got good habits, got them to spare. And I ain't breaking any. Loving is a happy habit. If you got love, that's enough said. Well, if you ain't got love, brother, you're dead. Don't you throw that love and habit away. Happy habit keeps you happy all day. A bit, little bit less, a little bit more. I got habits, got them galore, and I'm devoted to them. Loving is a happy habit. If you got love, that's enough said. Well, if you ain't got love, brother, you're dead. Don't you throw that loving habit away.
Thank you. want you to know you're getting better. I don't care what everyone's been saying. You're getting better. They're the ones who've been getting worse. And they don't like what you've been doing, understandably. Do you think they can watch you strip yourself of one unnecessary thing after another, day by day becoming more, so to speak, naked, more free, and not feel the way they do? Of course not. It's painful to get rid of things you don't need, and they know it. They wouldn't be saying what they've been saying if they didn't want you to stop. They want you to be the way they are, and to stay that way. You think they can stand to see you not doing what they're doing? Why do you think you're being investigated right now? Why do you think you're under maximum security? You know the answer. I don't have to tell you. They're afraid of you. It's that simple. They're afraid of you because you're becoming less and less like them. I'll tell you what's happening to you. You're coming closer and closer to the far away, closer to the unknown. Do you think they like that? Not on your life. So don't get nervous and start asking for help. That's exactly what they want you to do. Make it on your own, the way you've been doing. And remember, you're getting better. Excuse me, now I have to go. I'll just dissolve right here in front of you. See you.
A certain paralysis of will can set in, but once you hit your stride, you can really get some good work done. You get bored with being bored, but there's something about doing your work every day, and that helps establish a baseline. I've had days of lethargy, but I feel that less now. In the last month, everything is fine. There was a shock at first of being restricted to the home, like a jail sentence, even though you had all your toys right there. That's when you get bored with being bored. It takes a while to get there, but right now I'm cooking, I'm doing fine. There's nothing to do but adapt. This is a great time for artists.
Here come some normals. They look like normal Hawaiians.
Well, you didn't mention what months. Oh,
do you think you're normal?
Yes, quite normal.
Okay, here comes one.
Say.
Well, it's not for me to deter, really, is it? I mean, it's for a psychiatrist to deter these things, isn't it?
They like their food, and they are very nice people.
It's alright, isn't it?
I've got fangs.
Smart. Short back side.
It's pretty normal.
Yeah, it is unusual. Well, it's like a rabbit. He's got a head on him like a rabbit.
Oh, yeah. How about normal people do?
We are normal and we want our freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. worse from day to day.
Things get better.
Well, now my beer's come back to me.
Things get better.
Yeah, it'll get better. Wait and see.
Things get better. Oh.
I got wouldn't move it far.
Things get better.
I don't mind now that you're back.
Things get better.
And it's a fact.
The things get better. Things get better.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I'd like to thank everyone for being here for the first half of the program. You know how much you mean to me as part of the cheap therapy that ensues here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I couldn't get better without you. Thank you, as always. But now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. I hate it when we get into months territory, but I think we're there. So let's just get it rolling and start it off the way I always do by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Don Wilson, the co-founder and rhythm guitarist for the instrumental rock band The Ventures. He co-founded the band in 1958 when he was a Seattle area construction worker, moonlighting as a musician. It took just 2 years for the Ventures' rendition of Johnny Smith's Walk Don't Run to rise to number 2 on the Hot 100. Don Wilson just passed away at 88. It's the initial radio obituary with one of those songs right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.